Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to episode 11, All Eyes on Me of All American. Tonight, we are giving you a golden ticket to talk about all things All American. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I feel like we always have Tupac on this show.
It's
a serious
vibe. He's all American.
Yeah.
He made the soundtrack from his funeral. I mean, from his funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
He's alive. He's in Cuba.
He's in Cuba. Yeah,
He's still with us. He's hiding.
Definitely still alive. Definitely has a legacy. Tonight, we have a lot of things to talk about with All American. We are focusing mainly on the scholarship and how the different relationships were on this week's episode. So we're going to break it down, talking about Olivia and Asher. Then we're going to talk about the relationship between Chris and Jordan. And then we're going to talk about Spencer and his mom. And finally, Asher and Layla at the very end. We also have a very special segment for you guys tonight, MVP. And we also have a very special social media segment that will be really fun. So I'm excited for that. But before we get started with all of that, I'm your host, Mina Wahab. And to my left...
Hey, it's your girl, Chris. Hey, AfterBuzzers.
Hey guys, Angela Garcia, I'm finally back. Glad to be here.
Hello everyone, it's Sierra Chanel. Happy to be here. So let's get right into it. What were your overall thoughts of this week's episode?
They covered so many subjects in this one episode. It's like, they went from one subject to the next. I was like, I can't wrap my head around this subject and you're already on to the next. But yeah, it was a lot. I'm glad they covered so many.
It was an overwhelming episode for sure.
Yeah.
Like I was like, everywhere. Just scattered brain. I was everywhere.
I feel like my overall thoughts, everyone is like happy and everything good is happening to people. Like the episode ended and Asher's getting his life together. Spencer's like really getting along with
Olivia
his family.
Wasn't happy about it.
You know what? Everyone can't win. But a lot of people are happy right now, so I've been to it.
Goodness.
I felt like it was a little bit choppier in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Just I was just like, okay, the whole time I was waiting for something to go wrong.
Yeah.
So I wasn't it wasn't like the same level of fear I've had in the past because we weren't focusing so much on Crenshaw and gang violence. We were more focusing just on football.
Yeah.
We never focused just on football. This is the first time that we were actually talking about what the show was originally intended
what
for.
What it's actually about.
Yeah. Let's talk about the relationship between Olivia and Asher. We see that at the very beginning. We haven't really seen their dynamic recently as much. The topics have been a little heavier than they have been. But now we see her and she goes and finds Asher in a car, sleeping in his car, presumably intoxicated.
Mm. Yeah.
What's going on there?
Olivia is just so kind. I thought it was really interesting that she was saying that she kind of suppresses her issues and puts them on to other people, but she does that in a way where she helps them a lot, which was something that I thought was super relatable. And I know all of us were freaking out thinking that they were going to kiss or something.
I wasn't.
Oh, that's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
No, it's not.
That's coming for sure.
I'm glad she did, you know, because if she didn't, I would have been mad at Coach Baker. Why is he so still mad at him like that? I mean, I understand he did. Asher did go on stage and call out his daughter, which is like, yeah. But I'm glad Olivia went and found him because that would have sucked.
No,
I wouldn't have liked that.
He's literally at rock bottom.
Yeah.
Like he didn't get the email. I mean, he didn't get the mail. Like, how is he supposed to know about the combine?
Yeah.
Billy Baker, he didn't know.
Yeah, I agree with them. I think what she was doing is so like big. Like it was way bigger than all the little petty drama and everything going on, you know?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love how she's there to pick up the pieces and she's so loyal.
Even after everything too. Like he was a jerk.
Yeah.
Oh, he was terrible. Yeah.
And she's still like riding for him. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she's always putting other people's needs before her own, much like Spencer. I feel like they're both very similar in that sense where they really are always thinking of other people. Mm-hmm. Part of me wonders if she's like that because of the guilt she has for that one mistake she made where she betrayed her best friend. So I always wonder where she's coming from, but there's such a beautiful purity about her because always there to help.
Yeah.
Now, there is a little bit, I don't want to say a little bit, that's an understatement. There is a bit of tension, though, between Chris and Jordan. Mm-hmm. Because we see the football scrimmage or the game that's in front of the different scouts. It's a really big deal. You know, there's only one scholarship to be handed out, so it's so important that these players are doing their best.
On their A game.
On their A game. Mm-hmm. And we hear Jordan say to Chris, you played a way better game than me. And yet he still receives the golden ticket and Chris does not.
Yep.
How did Chris handle that situation? Do you think the situation itself was fair?
No. And he was right. Well, no. He was like privileged. Like you're
privileged. No, that's not why I feel like. Jordan's got privileged. The all around package. You know what I mean? Like Chris, okay, he could be good, but like the size wise, like if he's going to actually have a future in football, like Jordan's got the more package for that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we've all talked about us playing sports in the past, and I think personally I really felt Jordan because I always was that type of athlete who was a little bit smaller. I played volleyball and girls were like 6'5", and you know, it's very frustrating to see someone that's maybe not as athletic. So I think people watching at home, it's easy for them to understand both perspectives because I don't know. It's
so you empathize more with Chris then, since he was the smaller one?
With Jordan, because he's Jordan? Like... I'm sorry, with Chris. With I said Chris. Their names backwards. Yeah. But I empathize more with Chris because, I mean, he is better. And I understand that maybe Jordan has a little bit more potential, but right now, Chris is better.
Yeah, but there was, like, there are some guys I played with that... were good, but like they were small, like they would get killed. If they
went but you look at basketball. There was guys that was 5'5" dunking in the NBA. It doesn't matter. Like it matters. It should matter how good you are.
No, but basketball is a different sport. You play football is a contact sport. Like you can't be small.
But you look at someone like a Baker Mayfield, for example, who. Love Baker to death. We went to the same high school.
Baker Mayfield's a great athlete.
But so is Chris.
Yeah, but Baker Mayfield's
so
got more size.
So some of you guys think size matters. Others don't. We got
I mean, it
does.
Size definitely does matter right now.
In football, size does.
It's a matter of if
you... No, it doesn't.
I feel like I have to preface that with in football. Yeah, let's put this in context.
It's a matter of if you oversee the whole size thing and you're, like, more so focused on someone's potential.
Skill can only get you so far.
Not even potential. He's better.
The only thing I was...
What do you mean? In football, skill can only get you so far. I'm telling you, it's a head-to-head contact, nonstop. You gotta have size. You're gonna get killed.
Like
out there.
Okay, Chris is stronger.
No
you're talking
way.
About height
you see
right
Jordan,
now.
Jordan is built.
So it's Chris.
Jordan is built.
Here's the thing that was very frustrating for me is that we never really got to see them play, and we never got to objectively see if Chris
how good
was
Chris
better.
Is. Yeah, exactly.
Going off
Jordan was better.
But going off that life, they're probably not good.
We're basing
they both probably suck.
But we were cringing at like their actual.
Yes. When Jordan actually threw the ball, I was like, no, not a good throw.
I know. I was like.
Sorry, Jordan.
So we're essentially basing our analysis off of what Jordan is saying was that he wasn't the best player and that he was outplayed. But that is Jordan's perception and Chris's perception.
But it's not the grandpa and the dad.
Yeah, but it could be just Jordan being humble.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He could just be like, yeah, you did better.
Maybe
or he could have just had an off day. Like,
we know he didn't have an off day.
He had an off day.
What do you think is the probability that Jordan has an edge because of his father
100%.
Being coach?
Well, that's a high probability, I wasn't talking in that aspect of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's I think privilege. That's something that you see in sports all the time. It's kind of like money or
not even
ties.
Just sports, everything.
Yeah, I mean,
entertainment, life, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that was a big issue that they brought out onto the field. That's one of the issues that I'm glad they brought, like, Chris has to work 3-4 times harder to get to where, you know,
Jordan's
can get
at.
There
completely.
In a snap.
But to go back to the root of your question, like, I think that Chris handled it very well because at the end of it, he was like, whatever, you have your opportunity, I'm going to hustle, and I'll get mine later.
Yeah, but he kind of put it on Jordan, like, unfair.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but they're the heat of the moment, and they're kids.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's
he
not
threw
Jordan's
it on...
fault he was born into privilege.
Yeah.
It's not Jordan's fault.
So, Chris handled the situation good or bad? Chris.
I think he handled it like a human. It is what
you can always handle everything better.
Like a human's either good nor bad.
To the best of his ability.
Yeah, exactly.
In the heat of the moment. So moving on, we are going to talk about Spencer and his mom. I think this is the first time we ever see Spencer get heated in the episode with his mom. He's always been extremely respectful and something just... clicked. Pops.
When she told him, you better turn down your bass, I was like,
oh, sound like my mom.
I know, seriously. I was like, I need to go. Oh my gosh.
Brought back childhood memories.
Scary ones. kidding.
Exactly.
What do you think about Spencer's thought process when it comes to choosing what he wants for himself and still keeping his mom's dreams in mind.
I mean, as a mother, I wouldn't want my son to think about me. Like, I'm the mother.
Yeah.
I want you to have the best. I live my life. It's your turn to live yours. Like, my mom
used to say that to me all the time. You know what I'm saying?
I want the best for my child. Like our parents always say, I want you to do better than me.
Yeah.
Like, what parent doesn't want that for their child?
Yeah, so, I agree. But I feel like, coming from Spencer's point of view, I would totally act like how he was acting. You know what I mean?
Aww. Yeah, mama's boy. Aww.
Oh, I love my mom. Aww. And like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't be, like, I would feel selfish doing that to her.
Yeah, I feel you.
So you love your mom, but you also love AfterBuzz, and I believe you have a very important announcement for all of us.
I do. That was a great transition. Yeah. All right, guys. But before we get on to the next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. No matter where you are, leave us a comment and get involved in the conversation, guys. We love having you guys a part. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to us all, and we truly appreciate you guys supporting and what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying the shows, guys.
Yeah.
So Spencer is in a bit of a pickle. You know, apparently there is this rule in football and sports that you cannot accept any sort of bribery, gifts, money, any sort of gift from a recruiter or someone who is a scout.
Yeah.
Because that kind of compromises your decision making because you don't want to be bought.
Yeah.
And we see that the players are clearly being bought because they're given golden tickets and you think that inside the envelope is just going to be a ticket. But lo and behold, there is money.
Yeah.
In $2,000.
$2,000.
And Spencer sees this. And I just thought, I didn't know if he was going to even mention it. I wasn't sure
he's just going to take it. He's like Dudley Do Right.
His integrity levels are through the roof. It's honestly irritating.
Yeah. Me as 17-year-old, I would have been like, whoop.
I know. I'd be like, I didn't. No. Here's my invite. All
right. I feel like not only does it show his ability to look at things in the long term, but it also shows his sense of morality between right and wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily think that there is a clear right and wrong because some people, like, if you know that you're going to work for that team, like, I can empathize with someone who would take the money because they know, well, I'm committed to this team anyway. This is just like a cash bonus as if I were to work in sales in a regular job. Even if it doesn't go along with the rules of the organization, they find a way to justify it because of their loyalty to the team.
Yeah.
So how do you think Spencer handled that whole situation? Because it really put him in a bind when he wasn't willing to be bought.
I mean, it was the most mature and right thing to do, but I mean, he could have just kept it. Like, realistically, he put himself in more of a pickle and, like, in a worse situation, but it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I did think that until the other running back, I believe they're running backs, right? I thought that until
wide receivers.
Yeah. I did think that what you thought, but then when I saw the other wide receiver also got something, then I was like, this could actually be something that's really bad for the program in itself. And when it's like a lot of people that are getting money like that, that's when people start to get caught and start to get in trouble. So initially I was like, maybe
he could have handled it differently. He could have like gave the money back to the scout and just be like, I don't want the money, I still want to play for you. You know what I mean?
He tried. You didn't see that part?
No.
He tried to give it back and he was like, no, what I gave to you.
Oh, yeah. But he didn't really try. He like said a word, the guy said no.
He's also a kid, and this is like,
I know,
his
I forget these guys
school.
Are like 15.
Yeah. They're shell shocked right now.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, a 15-year-old, I don't know. I think I would have took it to my parents first to see what
I would have took it straight to the mall.
I know. I would have told my parents because I would have known it was not the right thing to take. My parents were like, who are you taking money from?
Yeah.
I would have taken it to the mall.
They just saw all that new stuff like,
yeah.
Where do you get this money? You steal it?
Is there anything wrong with taking the money, in your opinion, if you know that you are going to be loyal to the team?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Because like they said, it can compromise your future.
Yes, it's really wrong. It's very wrong, and I'm like joking around about it, but it's bad. You can't do that.
And it's like I hate to put so much pressure on him, but he has an opportunity to like get an education, go to the NFL, support his family in ways that he otherwise probably wouldn't be able to support his family.
Yeah.
And $2,000 in the grand scheme of like
life
is just not worth it.
And you would get paid a lot more in the long term.
But oh my God, seems millions. So satisfying though, because he's like not the wealthiest. So when he gets $2,000 in cash, he's like, oh, I could do so much. You know,
it's honestly like very manipulative and like kind of gross of a coach to like even do that, because you know the circumstances that these kids are in. Yeah,
exactly.
So how do you feel about the other players accepting donations in the form of gold watches when they've been able to justify their decision as oh, I'm doing this for myself? How do you guys feel about that?
Wait, I think that
go ahead.
I think that there's always going to be some people that come from certain environments where they're not used to seeing that type of money, and it's like money for them. And yeah, even though they're supporting their family, like buying a watch like that could probably never be a possibility for anything that they would ever do. So I can, again, understand why someone would kind of just splurge and buy something versus maybe giving it to their family, because it's like, this is the only time I'm ever going to be able to do this, and I need to get rid of this cash. Like, and to me...
I agree with her.
I never fully grasped the concept until Spencer said, are you cool being bought and paid for? Because it wasn't until then that I felt like this feels like some really weird, unethical modern day slavery.
Totally.
But in the realm of sports, where you can just own someone and you're like almost like raising them like cattle, like, oh, I want you to be the best player, you're mine now, you're working for my team now, and I can get you to do whatever I want, and I pull the strings because, you know, this money is not no strings attached money.
Totally.
I'm making it seem like it's a no strings attached gift, but every string is attached at this point.
Yeah.
And it's almost a damned if you do, damned if you don't, because then if you don't accept it and you decide to take the higher road and separate yourself from that because of the imbalance of the power dynamic, you have to resort to, oh, I'm no longer able to play anymore.
Yeah.
So how is that fair then?
Totally.
How is that
fair? Well, I mean, that's why I feel like a lot of people get in trouble with it nowadays, you know what I mean? Because, like, they figure either way, they're going to be in a bind. So, like, if they already have the money, might as well utilize it.
So how do we stop this from happening? Do you think...
Stop taking the money.
Well, it's the scouts. No, not even that. Because I feel like if the scouts come up and they offer it and you say no, then that's just going to screw up everything anyways.
You know, it's just that one school. Go to another one.
Yeah, but
I think in football, there's probably more people doing it than we
not
think.
Doing it.
No, yeah, absolutely. I know, but not every school is probably going to...
But it's like you're also risking a coach being like, they could say anything for why you didn't commit there. They could be like, this person was lazy. Like, they popped off on me when I came. Like, their mom did that. They could say anything. And then it's just like your word against someone that literally has a career
and
in this industry.
Yeah. And they can ruin your reputation, too. Literally. If they're friends with other coaches, they'll be like,
there's
this
so
is a
many schools in the United States of America. Okay. And you can go to small schools. Like, Steph Curry went to a small, no-name school. He's in the NBA, one of the best players. I went to University of Houston, go Cougs. And they didn't try and buy me with gifts. Like,
but
not
also
every school
it's like,
does.
Yeah, also, but that's like a female sport versus a male sport. Like, when you're talking about, like, football versus,
I know
like,
men. Yeah, I, like, exactly. I have several, like, my ex-boyfriend in the NFL, he didn't get bought when he went to University of Texas. Like,
I'm not saying ever. That's where I went. What's his name? Like, maybe I knew him.
Spencer James.
Yeah. There was a UT scout in the TV show, which is kind of cool.
I feel like the one way this problem was solved was with Coach Baker stepping up to the plate and really telling the coach, I'm going to solve this problem by exposing it. Because I feel like the only way to get rid of this problem and make it an even playing field is through exposure of the corruption going on in the system. How do you feel that Coach Baker handled everything? Because there was this transition that we saw in the episode where he went from telling Spencer James, say that you injured yourself, to having Spencer James speak up for himself because of his mom's advice, and then Coach Baker taking it upon himself to really face this guy and say, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going to expose the dirty little tricks you're pulling, and you will be out of this game entirely.
I think he's in over his head doing that.
I think so, too.
Right? Because there's so many schools doing that. He's going to try and pull strings with these guys, and like, I'm sure that guy has friends in like 15 other schools doing it. So if Spencer wants to go to any of those 15 schools, he's screwed. You know what I mean? So
I mean,
he's got to be careful.
It's as simple as, like he said, there's all these other SEC scouts that are looking at Spencer. Like, It's just one question, be like, oh, I thought you were going to go to this other school. What happened? And then the coach just being like, bad seed. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like, but that's just like people not standing up for the Me Too. Like Terry Crews, like people were like, he was saying, I don't know if I should come out because they're going to ban me from working. But he did it anyway. It's better to do it for the good. And just
I mean, I agree, but that's not the reality of the situation.
Reality, yeah.
I completely agree. That's how it should be. But that's like, you were talking about modernized slavery, like that's literally, I hate to say it, but for lack of better words, like how the NCAA runs, you know?
I don't know, man.
And I feel like the fear of speaking up comes from, oh, if I speak up, I'll be retaliated against. If I speak up, no one will believe me. If I speak up, what am I going to gain? I'm going to lose everything, and yeah. I'm going to make a difference maybe for someone else, but yeah. I will. There's a higher probability that this will hurt. And I think
yeah.
that's the problem with people not speaking up, not just speaking up for yourself, but speaking up for other people. Because when it becomes a practice of us speaking up for other people, then we always have allies to back us up as well. But people are only worried about their own communities or their own interests instead of just doing what's good for everyone.
Yeah.
And I think
yeah.
that's what really needs to shift, is what is the right thing for everyone, totally. Not just your yeah. cultural group, not just your organization, but for everyone as a whole, what is fair and what is just.
Yeah, but it's got to take someone to, like, martyr that. You know what I mean? Like, someone's got to give up their opportunity to get a scholarship, like, from
for
the school,
greater good,
for the greater
which
good.
Is very hard to
exactly.
do if
yeah.
you're worried about your direct
yeah,
unit,
which
your
is,
family,
I mean, like, reasonable
life.
From everyone, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, if you work so hard to get to this point, you don't really want to sacrifice it so everyone else can, like, you know what I mean?
Well, it's like, I mean, I think that's part of the reason why Coach Baker hesitated to really stand up to him in an actual legitimate way, because he knows that at one point he wants to be a college coach or a
yeah.
higher level coach. Like, you kind of said there's potential that he is in over his head, and that he can kind of, like, bite himself.
I don't think mm-hmm. he really hesitated, though. He said
initially
Spencer,
he did. He
when
told
Spencer
him
Spencer gave him the money. He's like, I'm gonna handle it.
And he handled it, but then he told him, okay, sit out of the game. And then he was like, whatever, play. And he went up to him afterwards and was like, all right, listen, I will expose you. Like, that's a huge thing
yeah.
to say. If you're a high school coach and you're thinking about potentially being a college coach or an NFL coach, you don't want to burn bridges like that when
exactly.
you're a high school coach. Like, there's so many more levels that you have to go up to become one of the world's best coaches or an elite coach or whatever that may be.
Exactly.
I just love how his sense of morality, though, with Coach Baker, because he's
yeah.
always done the right thing. He helps his son pass drug tests. Like, he always takes the high road, no
yeah.
matter what it is. It's
yeah.
never out of self-interest.
Like
but anyway, moving on, we're going to be talking about Asher and Layla now. That was a very unexpected, unforeseen twist in the episode for me personally. What do you think of this? Asher's gonna move in with Layla now. Is this gonna spark anything? Is this good? Is this bad?
Part of me thinks it's gonna spark something, but, like, that's not what I want. So we'll see.
It's not gonna spark anything. It's
I
just wrong.
Not.
It's just dead wrong.
It probably will though.
But then it's like, do you want him to be homeless?
Where should he go though?
He can live with the Bakers. They take in Spencer. Take in Asher. Well,
but you can just sit with Layla
cool.
and
That's his girlfriend.
Billy does not even like him.
Yeah, but Billy's a good man, right? He's a moral dude.
Oh,
yeah.
I love how Layla is, like, this amazing person, and the second we're like, homeless man needs to live with you, she's like, not in my mansion. I don't know about that.
Well, because
that.
It's Asher, and he's not homeless. He's in his car.
Oh, my gosh. He's homeless. Oh,
he sleeps in his
I mean,
Mercedes.
That's a lot. Think about if you just had a bad breakup and somebody wants you
dead.
Them to sleep in your house, like, it sucks.
I wonder if you could sell his Mercedes and get cash for, like,
he can get
rent
an apartment or something.
Or
something.
Yeah,
y'all are terrible. He's like a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah. Okay, well, fend for yourself, man.
I love how Layla was, like, talking, or not Layla. I love how Olivia was talking about how he smelled horrible, but we see a perfectly groomed beard.
Yeah, he was beautiful. Right when he came out the car, I'm like, he looks pretty good.
I was like, he only slept there last night.
Yeah.
Like how
he probably didn't sleep
like
in there. He was just laying there for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was kind of bad.
Oh,
any final thoughts of this week's episode? Anything you guys want to add?
I am expecting someone to hook up with someone they shouldn't.
Oh, I'm going to say it. Can I say it?
Go ahead.
That's predictions.
Yeah, no predictions yet, guys.
Okay, never mind.
But I really want to hear that. So
I got
later.
It's in the arsenal.
But anything about the episode? Any favorite?
Yes, I want to say that I don't agree with these two. And you guys can stop this NCAA bull crap and go to smaller schools like Steph Curry, go up from there, and things like that. I don't think
just
it's
go to USC and get some vibes, guys. Don't worry about it.
You have an opportunity. I mean, I graduated from the University of Texas, hook 'em horns. If you have an opportunity to go to a big school and they want you to be there and they're going to pay for you to be there, why would you
not
do that?
You need a conscience then. You need a conscience.
You're not a sellout for going to a big school.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't sell out personally.
But you're saying if they're offering you stuff or if they're clean?
If they're clean, then yeah, it's fine. But she's talking about offering.
What do you
mean?
No.
Then why wouldn't somebody go to a clean school? We're talking about them offering stuff.
Oh, I would go.
You would go. So that is selling out.
Ah, why?
Because it's illegal. It's like, oh, you can have this $50,000 car, but it's stolen.
It's an unfortunate situation because
Starbucks gift card.
Yeah, I'll take that. Are you kidding me? I'll go get a mocha frappuccino. Run some labs. We're good to go.
But what if it's actually to make you a better player? Like, oh, here's a membership to 24-Hour Fitness. Like, is that still considered
yeah, all that is bad.
It doesn't work.
If you're going to be a college athlete and someone's, like, giving a gym membership, I don't know.
It's a touchy subject. It's a touchy subject.
Yeah. Okay, the athlete's just powerless.
We clearly have such different opinions. I wonder how much more different our opinions will get in our special segment, you guys. We are going to be breaking down who we think is the MVP of this week's episode. All right, so every week we do this, we talk about our most valuable player, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in the context of football, but in the context of life and the specific actions that they took in this week's episode. And we're backing it up with legitimate facts.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go first?
I have mine.
All right, let's
Spencer's
it.
Little brother. He came through and he found a way to, like, be out of his mom's hair after school. The mom's going to college. Cute. Everyone's so happy.
Yeah, that's nice.
Spencer's little brother is the MVP. Aww. He's the glue.
He's like 5-year-old.
Of the family.
So cute.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I like Olivia. Olivia's my MVP.
She killed it this episode.
Yeah, she's just so nice to everyone. Mm-hmm. She won.
She says she won. Olivia was going to be mine, so I'm going to say Layla for taking Asher in.
But she didn't do it happily.
Doesn't matter. She took him in. So she took him in. So that's MVP. Because, I mean, after you have a bad breakup and this man went on stage and called your whole business out and he kind of messed her up because she might not be the president of student council because of all this drama.
This whole scandal.
Yeah. So MVP Layla for taking in that horrible person.
On the other end of that, I am going to have to defend Asher on this one.
That's your MVP?
Yeah, Asher is my MVP.
There you go.
Yeah,
I was going to say that. I was thinking of that.
Why?
He overcame.
The fact that he
has alcoholism?
The fact that he
still had it in his car.
Okay, guys.
But he can play. No, he's my MVP because he can play drunk.
We have clearly not all four been on the panel in a while.
He can play drunk and he sleeps in his car and gets drunk and he's just...
This is not a topic for debate. These are facts. Asher is the MVP because he had to overcome so much, finally get his act together. The whole time I was thinking he's gonna slip back up, he's gonna drink, he's gonna do all these things, he's gonna get into this repetitive pattern of self-sabotage and self-destruction, or he's gonna hook up with Olivia, or he's gonna do something to jeopardize everything. But no, we saw the fact that he finally took accountability for his actions. It was an authentic apology. He didn't play victim. He finally decided, here is a fresh start. I'm going to try my best to make it, and I'm going to make the best out of this situation. Additionally, it's the first time we see him get over his ego, where he's willing to face Layla, willing to put away his pride,
all his mistakes,
and willing to get help from the very person who he doesn't want to see him in that situation. He doesn't want to have Layla see him be vulnerable, but he's like, you know what? Like, I need this. I'm going to put my pride aside. This is humiliating, but whatever. I'm going to do it. He's my MVP of the week. These are just facts.
I love it.
Dude, he got an invitation after being drunk and sleeping in his car. He's an athlete.
Yeah, that's such a TV show.
That's how you know
this is a fiction right here.
The fact that he plays better drunk, it kind of reminds me of Michael Phelps playing high. So, you know, if anything, props to him.
No tea, no shade, Michael Phelps.
Oh, but you have got a lot of tea for us.
I have an exciting new segment for you guys today. So, The entire cast finally wrapped their show and they're done taping, but obviously episodes will still be airing. Recently, Michael Evans Belling, who plays Jordan Baker, did a couple of interviews. He was with Young Hollywood, he's with the ET, and he talked a little bit about moving to LA, the struggles that he went through, and just acting in general. And I believe we have a cute little clip for you guys.
The ghosting is the worst, right?
All right, so you're here now, man. Loving your life in LA. Let's talk about what you do for fun. The girls. Or I would imagine they're a little different.
This
out
is
here.
The tea. Right here we go.
Please be single.
Dating? I am dating. I'm dating somebody. We're kind of like in a, just the we're in the early stages right now.
Okay.
It's just low.
All right. Doesn't want to show commitment. Okay.
I know.
Kind of a red
flag. Should have said nothing. You can tell he's a newbie actor.
For right now. But yeah, I am dating. And but what I do for fun, honestly, I'm a kind of a boring person, man.
He's so beautiful. Daniel
comes over on the weekends.
Daniel Ezra.
Okay. Yeah, he plays Spencer. And we watch a lot of Netflix cartoons. We play Madden. And we that's all we do. We order a whole bunch of Uber Eats. That is our Friday through Sunday.
Is this an ad? Hashtag ad.
I know. Anyways, so the two of them are so cute together. If you follow any of them on social media, you know they all hang out and they're always posting. Later on in this interview, Michael talks a little bit about his donut obsession. So if you follow him on Instagram, you would know that he's obsessed with donuts. Aww. I like donuts too, which is like a cute little tidbit for him.
he said he's dating.
It's yeah, in the early
no
stages.
No shade. So we have a cute little clip of that as well.
Your social media.
Okay.
Because that's what I do. That's what they pay me to do here is troll.
How does he keep that physique?
That's what I was paying for today.
Sure. Body by Scott.
Donut obsession.
Donut obsession, yeah.
So I had to.
You probably have a donut here, yeah?
Well, maybe. Maybe. But I mean, it's a running joke on set. I mean, there's many an Insta story with you eating donuts, and you also have it in your highlight reel on your Instagram. So, of course, I had to, on behalf of everyone, eat too live.
I wish I could eat donuts and, like, still have
your
apps.
Own set of donuts. Yes. This is Madison Brodsky.
Oh, thank
and they're
you
shaped
so much.
Like footballs. Right.
Heck
so
yeah,
here
dude.
We have the no app anymore donut.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Which is drizzled in Oreos and peanut butter.
I
You're
want
welcome.
A donut now.
Thank you. Wow. You want to take a bite of it right now?
Absolutely.
He's so ready.
Oh, whoa.
We're all like, what is his reaction?
I know.
He's just like glued.
And then also, I think this one's
Voodoo Donut's so good.
Is that from Voodoo Donuts?
Mm-hmm.
And these are just regular glazed, chocolate glazed.
Thank you so much.
Anyways.
Put that on your Insta story.
I will. And they have Voodoo Donuts at Universal City Walk. So.
I know.
Hashtag
so good.
Is that the only one?
So, it's so amazing, his donut obsession. He also did an interview with Young Hollywood. They were amazing. They brought him a plate of donuts as well. So that's like the thing.
Cliche.
Hopefully we can get him here and we'll just have like a
bring
table
huge
full
plate of donuts.
If you come here, we will have donuts.
But is that bribery or like, is that okay to like?
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, we're not
that's
NCAA. No NCAA rules over here.
I think that's what
so
we all decided.
Yeah,
they stand that, but.
We can do that. We'll have donuts for you, buddy. Don't worry.
Donuts in there. Just like mail them.
Oh my god.
Just like mail
just
them back.
$100 bills in each little glazed donut.
Anyways, let's get into predictions now. Thank you so much for that amazing segment.
You guys, I love to do it.
I love to do it.
Predictions.
Who's going?
I know
I got
you,
one.
You guys
I got one
have
in
so many about hookups
okay.
that are going to happen.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I always butcher the names. This is like terrible. I think Olivia and Asher, something's
gonna
happen. Layla and Asher, I also think something's gonna happen.
Both.
Asher's getting some action.
I was like, what did I say? Also, here's some more tea. Where's Spencer's ex? She was in the last episode, and I think she's gonna make an appearance before the season wraps.
She will.
She said
like
my
her.
Predictions.
I wrote
all of them.
She said all
so
my
you
predictions.
You agree with the foursome thing going on?
Oh, not together.
It's a threesome because it's Asher and two girls.
Yeah,
not together.
And Spencer.
Spencer. No. Oh, yeah, okay.
That was Spencer's
ex.
Well, then there's my prediction.
Like a quadrilateral.
It's just like everyone except Spencer. Like you can't say
the whole cast.
Yeah, just not Spencer.
Next week's gonna be a great.
Okay, so you agree or are you gonna say your prediction?
No, I agree. She said it.
Yeah, we
y'all
were like waiting
like
to see.
Y'all are
we
too
always,
much over here in this corner today.
This is why we sit by each other. We always agree.
Okay, my predictions. Olivia and Asher will not hook up, but she's probably gonna find him and Layla hooking. I don't want him and Layla to hook up, but they probably will because they're in the same house and something crazy has to happen because nothing crazy happened this episode. So that's gonna happen, and I guess I can't think of anything else really.
What about Chris and Olivia?
Oh, they're fine. They're
I would love to talk
Where's
about.
Where's Coop?
They're gonna break up when Asher.
I know.
They're
gonna break up when
Asher and Olivia are gonna get together. Chris is gonna leave because he's finding out what's going on.
No,
case closed.
Okay. I gotta honestly recuperate from our absence, our Coop absence. But anyway, hopefully we'll see her. Yes. Hopefully see her next week. I know we will because of the teaser that we got there. I don't think it's going to be good. I think we're going to see a little bit more of that gang life. I think we're going to see tension between her and the love of her life. I don't know. I think it's going to be bad news. As for Spencer, I think he's on the right track. I think there's going to be something that comes up with the drug test. Something's going to resurface about him, about Jordan not feeling worthy. And those feelings of unworthiness are going to be backed not only by everything the grandfather is saying, but also by, you know, his discovery that his father dad. Helped him with the drug test.
Yeah. We also didn't see any of Ripley. In this episode, too.
Yeah, we
barely
didn't.
See her. And we don't need to see her.
We got some red flags from the grandfather. Like, I got some bad vibes earlier. So there's still the secret from last week's episode that we need to piece together. And I think we'll be getting some answers in next week's episode. But anyways, we want you to share your thoughts in the comments below. Don't forget to give us a 5-star review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button on YouTube if you're watching there. And definitely leave your comments, questions, concerns, predictions. Anything about the show that you guys want to share.
Agreements, if you agree with us, you can comment that too.
You probably agree
Don't
with
Don't
us.
Agree with them.
And also let us know who you thought the MVP of this week was in the comments below, and then we'll shout you out next week on Wednesday. Until then, I'm Mina Wahab, and where can everyone find you guys on social media?
I'm Kristen. You can find me at the Chris Exclusive on Instagram.
I'm Angelo. Guys, you can find me on Instagram at Angelo Garcia with 3 A's.
I'm Sierra Chanel, and you can find me on literally every single social platform at Sierra Chanel.
And you guys can find me at Mina Makes Magic or go to my website, minamakesmagic.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you all next week.
See you guys.
See ya.
You're tuned in to Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.